Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, it's a bright and sunny day across most of Israel. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are rising, making for a warm afternoon, while Jerusalem enjoys mild conditions. In Haifa, skies are clear, perfect for those looking to spend time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Ynet reports that Netanyahu faces delicate talks with Trump on Iran, Gaza, and the West Bank. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, Trump has decided not to escalate the Iran conflict as the Middle East interceptor stockpile decreases. This development was reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, Walla reports that the government will extend the special situation in the home front. This decision comes as there is a high probability of an attack. Separately, I-24 News shared earlier today that a major U.S. attack on Iran has only been delayed, not cancelled. And finally, from Australian Jewish News, earlier today, a woman was charged over an alleged slur at the Bondi massacre site. Here's what people are saying online. Channel 12, per a senior Israeli official, reported just minutes ago that there was uncertainty about Trump's plans regarding a possible large-scale attack, which could have impacted Israel. Eyal Jacobi commented just 15 minutes ago, hinting at the rapid change in events with a metaphor. From Middle East 24, in a post from earlier, U.S. Special Operations Forces are reportedly preparing for a major military operation targeting Iran's nuclear sites. Analysts consider this potential raid one of the most sophisticated military operations in history. Now for more on those stories, starting with the delicate talks between Netanyahu and Trump. As reported by Ynet, Netanyahu is expected to present intelligence on Iran's nuclear activities. He will likely oppose Saudi uranium enrichment and F-35 sales to Turkey. These discussions are crucial as they could impact regional security dynamics and Israel's strategic position. Turning to Trump's decision on Iran, the Jerusalem Post notes that the U.S. has opted not to escalate the situation due to depleted interceptor missile supplies. This decision is significant as it suggests a shift in the U.S. military strategy in the region. The implications could affect Israel's defense posture against potential threats. Meanwhile, Walla reports on the government's move to extend the special situation on the home front. This measure reflects the high probability of an attack. Extending this status allows for better preparedness and resource allocation, ensuring civilian safety across the country. In a related development, I-24 News highlights that a major U.S. attack on Iran has only been delayed. This news aligns with ongoing tensions and strategic considerations. The delay might offer diplomatic channels a chance to mitigate further conflict escalation. Finally, according to the Australian Jewish News, a woman has been charged with offensive language at the Bondi massacre site. This incident underscores the persistent issues of anti-Semitism and the sensitivity surrounding historical sites. Legal actions like these aim to maintain respect and peace in such areas. On the economic front, first, after an 18.5% rally, Intel must prove its turnaround is real. CTech reports that investors are watching for fast sales growth driven by AI demand and profitability metrics. This could signal strong future performance for tech investments in Israel. Separately, Globes notes a sharp jump in mortgage taking by foreign residents. This trend, alongside record mortgages for expensive homes, suggests increased foreign interest in Israeli real estate, particularly in high-value properties. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the cost of living rich in 2026. According to the Julius Baer Lifestyle Index, it ranks the cost of luxury goods and services across 25 cities, offering insight into future economic conditions and consumer behavior. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.